to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much. If it's your first time hearing Auto World, welcome. If it's a regular part of your weekend, we very much enjoy spending this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station. And, of course, we want to salute all the people listening online as well at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who is an author of a book. It's all about the Good Samaritan of the Highway. The name of the book is called Roadside Survival. We're going to be talking with this gentleman upcoming. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, April is, in fact, Driver Distraction Month. You see it, I see it, we all see it. People out there driving and texting at the same time. You know, whether you're doing it at stoplights or whether you're doing it as you're motoring down the highways, it's not a good thing. The folks at Sprint, the cell phone company, have a couple of initiatives and a free app download to help combat this problem. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is, toll-free, so feel free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Now it's my pleasure to welcome the author of Roadside Survival. It's my pleasure to bring forth to the Auto World guest lines, Walt Brinker. Walt, thank you very much for being with us here today.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with a rather simple question, but it's a very important one. What inspired you to write the book Roadside Survival?
Well, back in 1980, I first started helping other motorists, and when I gave a lady a jump start, it was the Christmas time of 1980, and I remember how relieved she felt after I did it, and I also remember how good I felt having done that. And so I said, that was cool. I can do that again. And so I started looking for people that needed a jump start, and people needed more than jump starts, it turns out. So I had to learn a lot more than just jump starts, and over time, I acquired some smarts and some equipment and tools to do that, and I realized that, hey, I know enough now where I could really spread the word. I could do a lot more good than by doing helps myself, but I should spread the word and empower others to do the same thing. So that's kind of what I did. I finally decided to write a book.
That's great. What a wonderful story. And it all happened because of that incident back in 1980 when you discovered a lady in a Volvo station wagon with an engine that needed a jump start. Very inspirational story, Walt. Let's talk about some of your favorite roadside assists that you've done over the years, some of the favorite ones that you can recall.
Well, there are some that are pretty funny. One of them was on the way home from work. It's been about 5-6 years ago now. I encountered a good-looking lady with a flat tire. So it was a routine tire change. And when I was all through, she looked at me right in the eye, and she said, earnestly, are you married? and I had to say, well, I had to admit I was.
Oh, yes, I understand what you're talking about, Walt.
I don't know how many in the audience are Marines or former Marines. Actually, once a Marine, always a Marine. But I've got to admit that the Marine Corps probably has, and I'm an Army retiree, I've got to admit that probably the Marines have a more service pride than anybody else does. And so I encountered a Marine one time out on I-85 back in 2009. He had a flat tire and his jack wasn't working, so I bailed him out. It was 9:30 at night that I did that. And so after I finished changing his tire, we were standing shooting the breeze in front of his car. And he said, you know, I was really scared when you first pulled over here. It's 9:30 at night, out in the middle of no place. And I was really worried until I saw your purple hard license plates when you backed up. He said, then I knew I was good to go. And so we talked about the Army and the Marine Corps and stuff for about 10 minutes. And he told me he intended to keep on driving that night. And I suggested he might not want to do that. You probably ought to find himself a first motel, pull off and wait till morning when he could get his tire replaced, his flat tire replaced, because he had an old spare tire.
Yeah.
Just like it'll blow out. And so So we shook hands and we split ways. About a half an hour later, my wife called me on the phone. The Marine had called her instead of me based on my card I gave her. And she told me that the Marine had told her that he had taken my advice to stop at a motel and not try and drive on.
That's great.
And then I got a card a few days later that said, thank you, Ken. And he said, oh, and I never thought I would say this, but go Army. From a Marine. That's a big deal from a Marine.
Of course it is. What a great story, Walt. That's fantastic. Tell us about this vehicle that you ran into on Interstate 10 in North Carolina. The wheel stuck to a car dislodged with a hammer.
Yeah, that was actually in Texas.
Well, it was Texas,
Interstate 10. And this guy had a flat tire. He pulled over my shoulder. He had jacked his car up. And he'd taken the lug nuts off, but he was really frustrated because he couldn't get the wheel off. The rim was stuck to his car. And so I tried to pull it off myself, and I couldn't get it off with my hands. And so I remember I had in my trunk a hammer. So I went back and got the hammer, and I whacked the inside metal part of the rim. It fell off and just laid on the street, on the shoulder. And the guy was so relieved, he just... Give me a big old 10-second bear hug. Traffic was ripping by at 80 miles an hour, and he was big time relieved. And so after that, I got a steel mallet. Since then, I've done it 25 or 30 times. A mallet just whacked once or twice on the inside part of the wheel, and it falls right off. So apparently what had caused the wheel to sleep was. He hadn't been rotating his tires and getting them checked every 5,000 miles. So rust had been actually glued the tire to the rim to the wheel. And then later on that night, he called me on the telephone, and I gave him a card before I left. Later on that night, he called me on the phone and again told me how happy he was that I stopped for him. And his wife called later on and said the same thing. So that was one of these things where you know you did the right thing and that really made a difference in someone's life, and that's what keeps me doing it.
That's great. What a wonderful story. Let's talk about some of the tips that you've come up with in the years that you've been doing this, as you mentioned about having a hammer just in case if you need to dislodge a wheel. Another thing that you recommend is something that a lot of people in these busy days neglect, and that's keeping your tires properly inflated.
Yes, if there's one thing you can do, your listeners can do to improve their chances of not breaking down is to ensure their tires are properly inflated. I would say that three-quarters of the people I stop for are stranded because of tire-related issues, and most of them have a blowout. Sometimes the tread comes off, but what causes most of those blowouts is underinflation, and they're riding down the highway at 70 miles an hour with a tire that's about half full of air, and the sidewall flexes too much too quickly, and finally just gives out and fails, and it blows out. So that's the one thing you can do. Also, your spare tire. 80% of the people I've stopped for with tire issues, mm-hmm. I've found, have got a flat spare tire.
Flat spare tire. Wow.
And so, but no one ever checks spare tire. And that's one thing. That's kind of one of those hidden secrets that if you check your spare tire, make sure it's either got air in it or you have a 12 volt compressor to pump it up when you need to, you'd be a whole lot better off.
It is so true. Absolutely. Before we go any further, where can our listeners purchase the book?
Well, right now it's available on Amazon.com. Oh,
great. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to tell the folks all about the great work that you're doing, and also check out his website, roadsidesurvival.com. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237, at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the Good Samaritan of the highway. And speaking of Jay Leno, Jay Leno has been known to actually pull over on the side of the road and help folks. And believe it or not, I've heard this from more than one person, that Jay would be up with one of his cars on Mulholland Drive outside of the city of Los Angeles, a very kind of curvy driver's road, and you'll see somebody broken down, and the next thing you know, you got Jay Leno coming up to your car trying to help you get back on track. So what a great story that is, and what a great book this is. The name of the book is Roadside Survival, Low-Tech Solutions to Automotive Breakdowns, by our very special guest, Walt Brinker, who was inspired by something that he did back in 1980, helping out a woman who needed a jump start. And Walt, not only have you got these great stories of of helping people in the book. Another reason why I understand you wrote this book is that you're really looking to inspire people to follow in your footsteps.
That's right. That's kind of a sub-agenda. I figure that the stuff in the book that I have one chapter in the book called Win-Win Hobby, which talks about my motives and kind of, and it's got also a listing of stuff that I take when I go out on patrol, quote-unquote patrol, which I don't recommend for everybody because that's just too much, much more than the average person needs. But, yeah, it's, I would say everybody needs to have a hobby they can do that is enjoyable, cheap, or ideally, relaxing. And hopefully it does, it helps other people along the way. And I found one, which is this, and it's, to me it's empowering, it's exciting, yet it's not stressful at all. It's very stress relieving.
That's outstanding. We got a question here from Peter in Missouri listening on KSIS, and he wants to know if the book is available electronically, Walt.
The book is available in Kindle through Amazon.
Well, that seems
will,
to be...
It will be available very soon, but not quite yet, in Nook and iBook. I'm working on that right now to get it also in the Ingram arena, which will then permit it to be put in Nook and iBook. But it's not. It'll be there next week someday, but not quite yet. But right now, it'll be available in Kindle, also in print at Amazon.
Wonderful. The book, it's a paperback, contains over 2,000 free of charge roadside assists I have performed as a hobby, and all kinds of wonderful tips as to ways to maintain your car to prevent you getting stuck out there on the highway. I'd like to put a call out to all of our listeners. If you're listening right now on one of our great affiliate stations, if you're listening in Iowa on News Talk 1540 KXEL, and you yourself have been helped out by a good Samaritan of the highway and would like to tell us that story, we would love to hear from you. And as an added bonus, we'll give you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Also, if you've been in the other side of the offense, other side of the fence, and you want to tell us either way, you want to tell us a story of you've been helped or you've helped someone, we would love to hear from you at our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Walt, in doing so many of these breakdown visits on the side of the road, being the Good Samaritan of the highway, you've run into so many different breakdowns that you've been able to kind of give us a good look at some of the more typical causes of breakdowns. How about running out of gas? Does that still happen today?
Oh yeah. I would say 3/4 of my assists are due to tire-related issues, and the remaining 25% are split roughly equally among running out of gas, the engine overheating, the engine cuts off and will not restart due to a loose battery connection, or the battery's dead or too weak, or the motorist is locked out of this vehicle. Those are the, almost every stop I've ever made falls into one of those categories.
Yeah, it certainly is very, very common. There's no question about it. I ran out of gas once, I'll fess up. I was driving to a radio network in suburban Boston, and I had an old Mustang that had a broken gas gauge, so I used to have to kind of guess as to how much fuel was in the vehicle. But I was very, very lucky because I was able to walk to a service station on this highway. But you can't always count on that. I mean, these days, they're in many areas of the country, nowhere near the number of gas stations as there used to be.
In the book, I list a couple of ways to prevent running out of gas. One of them, of course, is to get your gas gauge fixed. That's a fundamental one. But if you know it's broken, then if your light works, if your warning light works when you're low in gas, you can figure it out by noting when your car runs out of gas and fill it up right away and see how many gallons it took to get there and subtract that from the total capacity of the gas tank based on the capacities page of your owner's manual. And you can do a little math there and figure out your miles per gallon and compute roughly how far you have to go once the light comes on. one thing I found along the highway is a lot of folks, when they run out of gas, it'll be on an interstate, and they run out of gas, and they're relatively on level ground, but they pull off on the shoulder, which often is slanted a little bit, usually to the right. And you put a gallon of gas in the tank, and the car won't start.
Really good point.
So what I do, I've done this 30 times, and it works almost every time, is I call it rock the car. You put the gallon of gas in the car, and if it doesn't start right away, I walk around and I open the passenger door and I stand on the running board, and I rock the car by jumping up and down, and I tell the right driver to crank it. And the gas is sloshing inside the gas tank, and eventually it finds the intake to the engine and it fires right up.
Wow.
That's magic.
That is that's a low, great story.
That's low tech. That's what I'm talking about, low tech solutions. But I advocate keeping a empty 1 gallon can in the car. So you do run out of gas, that you can either walk with it yourself, or if a Samaritan comes by, you can ask him to go get the gas and bring it back to you. I carry 2 gallons of gas in my car in a OSHA Type A safety approved can, but I don't recommend that for everybody else, because I take the risk. I do it all the time, and I have it in a tub. It's secured in the front part of my trunk, and it's a very strong can.
Very good advice. Let's talk about overheating. This is something I know I get emails from people sometimes after the fact. I remember one recently I got from Scott in, where was Scott writing me from? I believe Ohio, and he had, you know, steam rising from his hood, and he thought he could just make it home and just kept on driving and got it home, but then soon after he had it towed to his local service facility, he found out he had blown his head gasket. So running with an overheating car is not necessarily a good thing to do.
It's a bad thing to do. It's a very bad thing to do. I'm not a mechanic, and my assists do not require mechanic skills. What I do in terms of engine overheating, I carry 2.5 gallons of water in my trunk in jugs, and I have some special tape that I got from an automotive store that's supposed to, and does, temporarily mend a broken hose, a water hose. And I've added a lot of water to it to empty engines. This last week I had a guy out on I-95 here near my house, near Fayetteville, North Carolina.
No kidding. Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll hear lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Two lips touching together.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Road Sign Survival, that's the name of the book by our very special guest, Walt Brinker. And we're inviting you to call in and share your personal experiences if you've ever broken down on the side of the road and had somebody come to your rescue. We'd love to hear your story, and we'd also like to hear the other side of the fence. If you're a highway good Samaritan like our friend here, Walt, and would like to talk a little bit about some of your personal experiences, we also would love to hear from you. Here's our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And just to sweeten the pot a little bit, if you call in with a good story for us, we have a prize for you from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. So give us a call or shoot us an email. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Walt has been telling us about all the different things that he's encountered since first starting doing this back in 1980. And he also has been telling us about some tips that can be found on his website. He's got a very cool website. Check it out. It's called Roadside Survival, Low-Tech Solutions to Automobile Breakdowns. And it really sheds a light on a whole lot of different topics. And I love that story, Walt, that you shared about running out of gas and rocking the car, because, you know, that is so true that a lot of times when you're pulled off the side of an interstate for safety reasons, they have those side embankments deeply graded so that the vehicles can be at quite an adverse angle when it comes to filling the gas tank and getting a vehicle started. So I think that's very ingenious of you.
That's low tech. That's the whole book's about low tech stuff. I got a whole bunch more examples of stuff like that in the book and on the website that address common problems.
And also, let's remind folks that you're not a mechanic. And you say right in the book that most vehicle breakdowns don't require a mechanic.
I would estimate that maybe 1 in 20 that I've encountered, I really needed a mechanic. The help I could give them by giving them water for their empty radiator, or by giving them a jump, or charging their battery with my battery with my jumper cables when their alternator was bad, them enough juice in their battery to let their ignition system function long enough to get them through a repair shop.
Oh, that's great.
And that typical, very common problem I found when a car just cuts off, if it's not out of gas, the second most likely reason is nothing more than a loose battery clamp. And if you can reach in there once a month or so, just reach in there, grab your battery clamp, and try and wiggle it on the post. If it wiggles on the post, if it moves on the post, then you're on borrowed time until you get it tightened up, because you're liable to not have a good enough connection to permit enough juice to get to the ignition system to make the car run. And I advocate the range of the nuts to tighten those things up varies from 8 to 13 millimeters. Most are 10 millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
All my cars are 10 millimeters, and so I advocate keeping a combination wrench, which is a box wrench on one end and an open wrench on the other end, in your glove compartment that fits the size of your nuts on your battery clamps.
That's great.
One low-tech solution that I found, they're pretty funny. Sometimes you can't tighten the nut anymore to make it tight. It's all the way as tight as it'll go, but it still moves. What I use then is I call the paperclip trick. I loosen the clamp, take the clamp off the post, and I have a stash of paper clips in my bag, in my car. With wire cutters, I cut a piece of paper clip about an inch long, the same length as the height of the battery post, and maybe two of those pieces like that, and I'll slide them in between the post and the clamp, and gently tap them down with a hammer, so the clamp's all the way down to the battery, and then tighten it up, and that gives just enough extra bolt to that post to make it tight enough so you get a good connection.
Great advice, Walt. Let's see if we can get some good Samaritans out there to dial in to us at 855-660-4261 to share their story. If you've been rescued by somebody while broken down on the side of the road, or if you're somebody like Walt, who's a good Samaritan of the highway and like to share your personal stories, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. We got a cool prize for you just for sharing your stories. Let's go first to Ken, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa. Ken, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Say hello to Walt.
Hello, Walt.
Hey, Ken. My parents grew up in Keokuk, Iowa. So I know Iowa a little bit.
Yeah. It's raining up here. Thunderstorms right now.
Oh, yeah. The network is in Minnesota, and they were telling me that they were getting some tough, rough weather there last night.
Yeah, we've gotten plenty of rain lately.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not snow. At least we're beyond that. Right, Ken?
Yeah. We hope so.
Have you been in a position to be helped by somebody, or have you yourself helped somebody along the highway?
For the most part, I've been helped by several times, mostly by semi-tractor drivers. So I'm wanting to give a shout-out to semi-truck drivers, because they're really good about, taking the chance and stopping, to help out people along the road. And a couple different situations that have happened to me where semi-truck drivers helped out. One deal was third back in February 1990. I was down in Florida on a four-day pass from the Army. And went down there to see my aunt, and had electrical wiring issue, I think, in my engine in my car, and shorted out, and started a fire in the engine, and smoke was pulling out of the engine, and this was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I pulled over, and before I know it, my car was in flames, but a semi truck driver had pulled over, and she thought she had a fire extinguisher with her, but couldn't find it, and so she just she contacted emergency personnel, and by the time fire truck got there, it was you know, the car was mostly burned up, but at least, you know, I mean, she kept me from, you know, going back to the car and, you know, trying to get stuff, you know, to, I mean, she made sure I was, you know, staying safe. And then a couple other guys took me to their place, you know, until my aunt could come up and pick me up. Another situation was a year ago last January. I was out in Nevada, and it was 13 below zero, and I had a flat tire. Mm-hmm. And that semi-truck driver pulled over and helped me get, because I was having trouble getting the bolts off, and so he had a tire iron with him and a cheater bar, and we were able to get him off. But that was just a couple experiences where you know, I was really happy to have that help. And,
oh, sure.
So
absolutely, and we have a lot of semi-truck drivers who listen to the show each week, definitely I also salute them and send kudos out to all those great drivers who have helped out Ken and other motorists, good Samaritans of the highway. Ken, hold on for Matt and give him your year of car and make of car as well. This is Auto World. Don't go away. More with Walt straight ahead.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Negative items on the internet holding you back, hurting your income, damaging your reputation, putting a damper on your personal life?
Worst service ever. They suck.
I got screwed out of money.
Buyer beware.
Worthless. Stay away.
We replace negative items on the internet with positive ones. We call this brand management or reputation management. We can help. Log on to removebadstuff.com for more information and our contact information. removebadstuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We've already given out one cool prize to a listener who called in and shared his tales of being helped out on the highway, because we're talking about being a good Samaritan of the highway with the author of a wonderful book. It's called Roadside Survival, Low-Tech Solutions to Automotive Breakdowns. It's by Walt Brinker, and it's available on Amazon.com. And it's a paperback, and just taking a look at Amazon.com, you've gotten some great reviews on the book. A lot of people say this should be in every glove compartment. And when I stop and think about it, I mean, you've done 2,000 free-of-charge roadside assist. That's a whole lot of assists, Walt.
It's a lot of assists, and the reason I had to do the book was I figured, my God, I've got all this knowledge, and I've got all this knowledge of how to use specific hardware to fix simple problems and to prevent things in the first place. My main thrust of the book is how to prevent getting in trouble, mm-hmm. and then if you do get in trouble, how you can contend with being broken down and not becoming stranded. Because you can't bail yourself out.
That is such a true statement. Let's talk about being locked out of a vehicle. I see this all the time. It seems to be quite common, even in today's world where a lot of new cars have the electronic key fobs that kind of prevent that from happening. But nevertheless, it's still happening, and it's happening a lot.
It happens. My experience is it happens tell me about once every 3 years when you change the routine getting out of your car, you leave the key on the seat of the car, and somehow the door locks when you shut it, either on purpose or not, and there you are locked out of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And even with new cars, people say, well, have told me, well, I don't need a key. I'll just get near the car and it unlocks if I push a button. Well, that works cool until the battery dies. You leave the car at the airport, go away for a week, and you left the dome light on. And when you get back, the dome light has drained the battery, and the battery's dead. Nothing's going to get in that car mm-hmm. except a key to open the lock on the door. And so what I advocate is getting a key for your door only, a dumb key without a transponder in there, so it'll open your door. You can get inside, and you should have another key stashed inside your car someplace. And with that key, you can, of course, drive it. But at least you can pop the hood to get a jump if your battery's dead. But if you can't get in the door of your car, you're going to be out of luck. So my solution is a magnetic key box that goes under your car.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy them at Lowe's Hardware for less than $2. They got 2 magnets on them, and I've done this for 25 years, and I've never lost a key. I think one trick is to never put the key on a bottom horizontal surface because it could get scraped off if the car bottoms out. I always recommend putting it on a vertical surface or on top of, let's say, a steel beam or something inside part of the frame that is not going to get scraped off. But I have never lost a key, and all my kids have this now, and I'm telling you, that's the best investment you can make, is that less than $2 for a key box. And then most dealers, new car dealers, could make you a key for your door only for about $10.
I didn't realize that. That's a really good factoid as well. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. We might be able to squeeze one more call in if you would like to share your personal experiences of being helped on the side of a highway by a good Samaritan of the highway like Walt Brinker, or on the other side of the fence, if you yourself have helped out somebody who's stranded, out of gas, flat tire, locked out of their vehicle, please give us a call right now. Matt is standing by to take your calls at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@bob.longradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Sounds like writing this book for you, Walt, was truly kind of a labor of love.
Really, it was. I mean, I knew all the stuff that had to go in the book, or most of it anyway, and I sent manuscripts out to a lot of my smart friends who are car people, and some who are not car people also, so I could get a perspective back from those who are not don't think like I do about cars. And I got a lot of good feedback about how to organize the book, things to include in the book, and such as a layout of all the stuff I recommend people carry, and some top 10 lists. One top 10 list is the top 10 tips for not breaking down, and another one is top 10 reasons why I do this, the stuff in the first place. And all these lists are in the book. And one thing I did include also, which might be handy to people is, as they travel across the country, is a list of non-emergency telephone numbers for every state in the country,
mm-hmm.
except those who don't have that. There are some states that don't have that such a single number, like California does not, for example. But most states do have one number that's normally a shorthand, like a *47 works in Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina, and South Carolina. *55 works in Arkansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma, and on down the line.
That's really good information to know, no doubt about it. And, of course, in this day and age, it's always a good idea for emergencies to have a cell phone with you. But one thing that I learned from a little incident here at our house, and that's the fact, depending on the brand of vehicle, you don't leave your car cell phone charger plugged into the cigarette lighter and leave it plugged in with the vehicle off, because depending on the electronic bus of the vehicle, the electronic architecture of the vehicle, sometimes there's power constantly going to that outlet even if the engine is off. And that was an experience that I had here personally with our family car. My wife had left her cell phone charger plugged in to the cigarette lighter, and sure enough, after the vehicle had been parked for a few days, it had a dead battery because that was draining power all the time.
Yep, that's right. Bob, could I have just a second to go through a couple of the major reasons why people's tires become issues?
Absolutely.
The biggest deal, I think, is, well, there's a whole bunch of them. I'll go through them real quick here. It'll take a long time. Spare tires are a huge issue with whether you become stranded or not. Many cars I encounter have no spare tire, and they should have one. They don't have run flat tires, so they need a spare tire. Or the spare tire is on the wrong size rim. Rims for spare tires are designed for specific vehicles. They're not generic spare tires. And so many times people have the wrong rim for the spare tire in their car, and it won't fit. The spare cannot be accessed. Either it's rusted in, or if a spare tire that's carried under a vehicle like a van or a pickup truck needs to have a shaft that goes through a hole in the bumper, usually, to engage a mechanism that lowers the tire down. They'll be missing a security key to the spare tire also sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's no jack, or the jack is broken, or it's the wrong jack. It's been swapped out with somebody else. They can't find the key to the locking lug nut. That's normally, I found like a contact lens. You look hard enough, you'll find it. I've got special tools that'll defeat those locking lug nuts, but you don't need those if you just make sure you know where your lock is. The key is. Lug nuts are on too tight. That's a frequent problem. And the can who just called in there, I solve that with a four way usually. But sometimes on aftermarket wheels, you can't get the head of the lug wrench to fit in the gap between the lug nut and the hole in the wheel. It's simply too fat. So you have to check your car ahead of time before you have a flat tire. If that's the case with your standard lug wrench or a four-way you may have bought, you need to go to sockets, which have a thinner wall and will fit in the gap.
Really good suggestions, Walt. No question about it. The name of the book, once again, is definitely something everybody should be checking out. It's a great book, and definitely, Walt, you've been a wonderful guest here. Once again, the name of the book is Roadside Survival by Walt Brinker, available on Amazon.com. Matt, let's see if we can quickly punch up the caller on line three and see if they can share a story with us. Hello there. This is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World, and you're on the air. How you doing?
I'm doing well. This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. Where are you calling in from?
Sedalia, Missouri.
Wonderful. You want to tell us a little story of being helped out by a Good Samaritan or helping out somebody broken down yourself on the side of the road?
Oh, I've helped out a lot of people on the side of the road. I do that every time I see somebody, but I'll tell you one good story. I was traveling around North Dakota, South Dakota, and I decided one time to drive through Nebraska. And I came over through the center of the state, and it was late night. And there was, I was running low on gas. And none of the gas stations
open. Oh, boy. We're going to have you back. We're going to have Walt back, and we'll take your number and get you back as well down there in Missouri. Walt Brinker, thank you very much for joining us for this hour of Auto World, and apologies to our caller there in Missouri. We're up against a hard network break. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.